Estevan. The Royal Canadian Legion's Estevan branch conducted a remembrance service for Queen Elizabeth II on September 19, the day of Her Majesty's funeral that took place in London. About 36 people gathered at the cenotaph in Estevan Monday morning to say goodbye to the Queen. The Estevan RCMP and Estevan Police Service members, along with Mayor Roy Ludwig and members of the community, joined the Legion in commemorating the Queen and the long years of her reign. RCMP and city police officers opened the ceremony, with the Legion's color party following. Vernon McLean performed O Canada, followed by 2 minutes of silence at 11 a.m. Estevan Branch President Jim Frosty Forrest said a few words in memory of Queen Elizabeth II. "Today we gather to honor the memory of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Queen Elizabeth II was the longest-serving monarch of the British Empire and as such saw many changes throughout the Commonwealth. She saw a number of Commonwealth countries grow and become independent with her blessing, including our own. During her reign, she saw conflicts in many parts of the world, including Commonwealth countries. She saw her son and grandson serve on the front line in conflicts. Throughout it all, she maintained grace and dignity that is seldom seen, as well as a wry British sense of humor. It is said the Queen considered Canada her home away from home and visited Canada more than any other Commonwealth country. More than 30 times total. Her first visit came when she was 25-year-old Princess Elizabeth. In 1957, when she visited Canada as the Queen, Prime Minister John Diefenbaker had her preside over a cabinet meeting and she also delivered the speech from the throne to open Parliament on two other occasions. Probably her most important trip to Canada was in 1982 when Her Majesty came to Canada to sign the landmark proclamation of the Constitution Act, the passing of which gave Canada full independence. The Queen last visited Canada in 2010 when she celebrated Canada Day on Parliament Hill and attended a state dinner. As always, she had a dress made featuring maple leaves. As a princess, the future Queen was a World War II veteran serving with the Auxiliary Territorial Service, ATS, the women's branch of the British Army. During her service, she trained as a mechanic and served as a truck driver and maintenance person. The passing of Her Majesty has left a hole in the heart of many of us who have only known one monarch throughout our lives. And we look forward with great anticipation to the reign of King Charles III. Rest in peace, Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor. Long live the King, said Forrest in his speech. Branch Chaplain Jacqueline Wynne read prayers during the ceremony. A wreath was laid at the cenotaph, and people in attendance placed poppies by the wreath to commemorate the long years of the Queen's reign. McLean led those present in a rendition of the royal anthem. Lost King Charles III took the reign, it now reads, God Save the King. Following the service, people were invited for a lunch at the Legion Memorial Hall with the Queen's favorite jam pennies and fresh strawberries. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau declared September 19 as a national holiday to mourn the Queen's death. As such, many federal offices and services were closed. City Hall in Estevan was closed on September 19. The Government of Saskatchewan has proclaimed September 19 as a day in tribute and commemoration of the Queen. Saskatchewan residents were encouraged to reflect on her life and contributions.